This is The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW, the show that brings you valuable information about real estate, the financial markets, and other economic business of the day. Your host, Edward Brown, is a nationally recognized expert on money and investing who has appeared on CNN and has published numerous articles in national business magazines and newspapers. Now, your host for The Best of Investing, Edward Brown.
Welcome. You're listening to The Best of Investing. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. And Mark Honf is off today. And Patty Cohen of Compass Realty.
Compass.
Right?
Compass.
Got it. Compass, baby.
No more Pacifics in this core here.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Let's see here. I got to go through my regular thing here. Yes, our phone number is 888-912-1190. Use that number to answer the trivia questions for a five-pack tanning certificate given away during this show. And that would make a good Valentine's present for your loved
one. Yeah, we're already talking about Valentine's.
I know.
Already,
well, next month.
Yeah. Yeah. Get on it.
Yeah. And the certificate's not sponsored by the radio station, but by Tan Bella Tanning Salon with two locations in San Francisco and one in Marin. Today's trivia theme is entertain. That's entertainment. All right. You know what, Nam? Let me just get into a quick email we received from a listener. It says, how does 2019 look for lending? So maybe quickly talk about like what your company does.
Yeah, so good question. And hello, everyone. Nam Phan here. Happy New Year, if I didn't say it last time. But anyway, so the question is, before that, Pacific Private Money, what do? We're private lenders. We lend on residential real estate, as well as some commercial, ground-up construction, but we're private lenders. We're located in Marin County. We lend throughout California. We're essentially Plan B when Plan A conventional financing is not an option.
Okay.
That's half of our business, and half of our clients are the actual borrowers. The other half are investors, the folks who provide us the capital to lend out. And we lend it out through the Pacific Private Money Fund and through individual trustee opportunities. But for on the investor side, when investors invest with us, there are some qualifications, but they can earn returns of 7.5% or higher. Right. So 2019, how does that look? You know, we track this and we follow economists. We, you know, look at the marketplace and see what's going on a daily basis in terms of the kinds of loans we get. We feel really strong that 2019 will be a continuation of 2018, at least for the private lending side, for us. Okay. We see more of the same. And in fact, we're starting out the year stronger in terms of current loan demand in our pipeline than we saw this time last year. So we're starting out.
Why do you think that is?
You know, we had a strong Q4 again, and Q4 is always strong. We had some carryover from December, loans that started in December that will be closing now. But just I think, you know, the marketing that we would continue to do continues to generate top-of-mind awareness that, you know, of what we do, but also that we do owner-occupied. So we're getting more of those.
Okay, so and what I want to ask you, is, and we usually wait till the third segment, but I'd like to get this done right away. So you get money from investors. That's how you get your capital.
Correct.
Okay. What do you charge your borrowers generally?
Yeah, so we charge pretty much what's in line with private lending rates. So anywhere in the nines, you know, borrowers
9%. Okay, which is a 10%. High interest rate compared to the bank.
Right.
But the benefit is the borrower gets it quickly.
Right. And we're you know, typically solving a short-term issue for those borrowers. So, you know, the price reflects that.
And you said you get the money from investors. How do you get it?
Yeah. So investors who listen to our show, learn about the investment opportunity, they can invest just their funds, whether it's an IRA money, which we take, and which we will, you know, accept through a rollover, and or cash. And in return, they earn 7.5% to 8% yield.
Yeah, because you guys have to make some money, so there's a little spread in there.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And to invest with us, there's three qualifications. You have to be accredited, so $1 million net worth. Cannot include your primary residence in that calculation, or you can qualify on income, which is $200,000 a year over the last 2 years, or as an individual, $300,000 as a couple.
Okay.
And the other requirement is for the fund is $50,000 minimum investment and a 1 year hold.
Okay.
You can invest, and we can talk about this later, on individual trust deeds. That's another way to invest through our company.
Okay, because one way is the fund.
Right.
Which is that one-year hold,
Pacific
et cetera.
Private Money Fund, okay. One-year hold. And the other way is through individual opportunities.
And what kind of track record do you guys have?
So we're now in, we're 5.5 years into the fund. So it's been very, very consistent, 7.5% to 8% return during that whole time. Track record for the company is we've done over 1,500 loans, $500 million in loan origination, zero losses.
Yeah, that's the important thing.
Yeah.
Because I think about, not trying to bash the stock market, but it's been on quite a roller coaster. I think from December to December, it's probably had a bad year.
Right.
You're not making 18% when the market is making 18, but I wonder what the five-year, I have to look that up, what the five-year average for the stock market in general has been compared to your fund.
That'd be interesting. Yeah. Because it was quite a ride.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do it at the break for sure. Patty, before I forget, if
people want to get a hold of us.
Yeah,
they can call us, 415-883-2150. That number again is 415-883-2150, or they can go to our website, which is www.pacificprivatemoney.com. And I'll add, too, in the last 2 weeks, we've had so much inquiry on people who are pulling out of stocks, people who are existing investors who've added, and it's been a significant uptick. So, I think people were planning for 2019, so we saw kind of a wave of new investment from current investors and from new investors. So it's been a great start to the year.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. I'll tell you what, we're going to cut to our first commercial break. When we come back, we'll ask Patty some questions here. Want to make a quick mention here for the Sonoma Canopy Tours, which is one of the largest zip lines in the area. They go right through the Redwood Forest. Does your family need a break from technology? 2.5-hour adventure, including zip line, sky bridges, spiral staircase, rappelling, everything you can think of. 888-494-7868 or go to SonomaCanopyTours.com. Sucker's about 200 feet high. It's a little too scary for me, but not for our listeners. All right, here's our first trivia question. We're talking entertainment here. Who won an Academy Award for his betrayal of Jake LaMotta in the film Raging Bull?
I think
it was 1980, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Call 888-912-1190.
You want your steak?
Yes.
That's good.
Don't do that. Okay. All right. Call 888-912-1190. Be the first caller with the correct answer. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
It's no secret that the wealthiest people in the world use real estate to become rich. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned 7.5% and more, secured primarily by California real estate. Let me say that again, 7.5% and more. This is not a REIT. It's a mortgage-backed investment where you earn like the banks. Look around and tell me, who's bold enough to promote annual yields of 7.5% and more? Call Pacific Private Money and join the thousands of California residents who have watched their savings grow. A 7.5% return secured with real estate is worth the call. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com. That's pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Have you ever wondered how the banks make all their money and wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients do just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured primarily by California real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost your income. Join the thousands of California residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. Again, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Nam Phan of Pacific Drive Money and Patty Cohen of Compass Realty. First trivia question was, who won an Academy Award for his betrayal of Jake LaMotta in the film Raging Bull?
De Niro, right?
De Niro, yeah. Right? For dinner. Yeah, you're shaking your head. No, well, yeah, you know that. Hey, want to make a quick mention, a personal shout out here to We Care Pest Control in Santa Rosa.
I've heard of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they are really good. We were talking about rats and all that kind of stuff, and yeah, we had a couple of rats, or darn it. And sure enough, those guys set all these traps, and they knew where they were coming in.
Wow.
Got to check them out at We Care Pest.
That's awesome. I've heard they were good. It's funny.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's funny how what real estate people talk about in their spare time. Just before the show, we had a long conversation about rats. We're such an interesting group.
Let's see here. Patty, you had some very interesting information that you wanted to share. And I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
How about these
percentages? Well, there's a lot of tidbits that lead us to a few things, but here is just a couple of tidbits that I picked up, but the general scope I'm looking at right now is I'm speaking to a lot of buyers and sellers, and a lot of them start out their conversation like, now that prices are going down, I want to say prices are not going down. Let's just have the mantra deceleration, not depreciation.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked at five different economists and bodies that typically predict, and their predictions for 2019 year by year were for price appreciation were generally like, you know, 4 to 5% in 19, 2 to 3, or 3 to 4, whatever, in depending on who you talk to, in 20, in 21, you know, a little bit less. So it's a tabletop, it's flat. Prices are not going down. Mm. And I think that's, you know, it seems like the public are either think like they're going way up or they're going down. It's a rebalancing. It's deceleration. Mm. It's a rebalancing that was inevitable.
So deceleration, just a slowdown.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the rate of appreciation is just not, since 2012 in the Bay Area particularly, but all over the country, was well overdue because it spiked from 2008.
Sure.
But that level of appreciation is not sustainable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, our value is going to triple in 10 years?
Right.
No,
and
we can't.
Borrowers being able to qualify, you know, at some point, there's just, you know, it's cutting off the number of borrowers who can borrow as you have the price appreciation. So it was, you know, I'll just cite an article that I read in Yahoo today or earlier this week that sort of supports what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
It says, after a months-long slowdown, the U.S. housing market may have bottomed. I thought that's pretty kind of bold comment to make, and as you know, I don't really believe that.
Yeah,
but
well,
it's interesting.
Suggests this big floor of depreciation.
Right.
And that's bad. It's not true.
Yeah, and well, it says we are seeing signs of a rebound, says Neil Duda, head of economics at Renaissance Macro Research, noting that a recent drop in mortgage rates has been a key driver. A number of people in the U.S. who applied for a loan to buy a home rose 13.5% for the week ending January 11th from a week earlier. So that's great. I mean, you know, so drop in rates increases the demand or available number of buyers who can enter the marketplace. So that's great, but it's just one recent metric.
Exactly.
So we'll see what happens. But in that, you know, what you're saying sort of ties into that as well. At the end of the day, it's not going to be this big dropper that we saw. So it'll probably be easing. And again, going back to what Edward's question was in the first segment, what do we see 2019 looking like?
Yeah.
We see it being from a private, on the private lending side, a continuation of the same.
Yeah, it's a more balanced market.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you think about the real estate market for the last, like, say, 100 years, really, only once, like this 2008 was a huge spike. We haven't had that. We have waves.
Right.
Like 5 to 7 year waves of gentle whatever.
Yeah.
Sometimes it goes up way a lot and then it tabletops. But basically, if you draw that line, it's pretty consistent.
Yeah. And, you know, and I was just at an industry conference earlier this week. It's the Gerasi conference. Gerasi Law Firm out of Southern California puts it on, and they are sort of one of the premier law firms for the private lending space. And at these events, you know, it's interesting to always see how many people attend, how many people exhibit. And the number of people who exhibit is sort of an indication of the robustness of the space. So the more exhibitors typically means there's just much more activity in the industry. It was as strong as ever. Mm. So, and a lot of new entrants in the space, and also the topics that they cover have to tie in with opportunities out there in real estate. Mm-hmm. And they're still very bullish in the space, you know, with the number of entrants, the types of different lending alternative real estate opportunities there are. Like fix and flip isn't as strong as it was.
Oh, no. Don't do any flips.
You're not
and
seeing that, but no. There's a lot of opportunity in like the opportunity zones, like in the East Bay or throughout the country. There's these opportunity zones that are opening up, and then self-storage, commercial, still with us, it's the owner-occupied space. Mm-hmm. And private lending is as robust as ever.
Yeah.
So people are, you know, looking at in the housing market, you know, it carries some weight in terms of this idea that it's, you know, really going to soften a lot, but it doesn't carry a lot of weight in
exactly.
these conversations. These
and
meetings.
Also, I mean, when you think about residential real estate, most people have most of their equity tied up in their house. Mm-hmm. And it's important to take a big picture perspective, because I'm dealing with like three different sellers right now, and they've had their houses like 30 or 40 years. It's priced about $2.5 million. And they're like, I heard it's not a good time to sell.
Yeah.
Well, I showed them the chart from, you know, to 1960 on where values went, and how there's a little tick down right now. If you can even say that, it's a tabletop. Yeah, it's a good time to sell.
Yeah.
What are you waiting for?
Yeah.
You know, are you going to wait for another 10 years for another cycle?
Yeah.
But now is the time to sell.
Well, and maybe in the next segment, I have some questions about some of these people, baby boomers, and the number of people who own their home free and clear or have significant equity, and how they're choosing to sell their home as well. And mm-hmm. this kind of goes back to like Zillow offers, which I want to ask you about after the next segment.
But
yeah, we're going to cut to another commercial break. I was just listening to all this interesting radio, just like the audience.
Edward just woke up.
Yawn. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, here's our second trivia question. Bruce Springsteen was given what nickname? He had a nickname.
I'm a Jersey girl.
What's that?
I'm a Jersey girl. I know that answer.
Of course. Like, okay. See, you know, I wanted you to be happy, to be exciting to answer the questions, because then you'd be two for two.
It's not sports.
And you might even get number three on that. Okay. Yes. So that's our second trivia question. Bruce Springsteen was given what nickname? Call 888-912-1190. Be the first caller with the correct answer. You're going to win that tanning certificate. And don't touch that dial, because the best of investing. We're going to be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Have you ever wondered how the banks make all their money and wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients do just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured primarily by California real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost your income. Join the thousands of California residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
A special offer for Bay Area residents. Alcatraz Cruises is launching its second annual Buy One, Get One Free, or BOGO, ticket promotion. These tours from Alcatraz Cruises often sell out during the year, but they've made it a priority to educate the community about the robust history of the island. As a result, Alcatraz Cruises wants to encourage local residents to experience the assets that make Alcatraz Island one of the country's most visited national parks. Offered only to Bay Area residents, this special buy one, get one free ticket promotion is available only on select dates in January and February. For more information, visit alcatrazcruises.com/BOGO. That's alcatrazcruises.com/BOGO. To book this special buy one, get one free offer, Bay Area residents can call 415-981-7625. Or you can purchase tickets at the ticket booth located at Pier 33, Alcatraz Landing.
Sonoma Canopy Tours is a world-class zipline tour through the Redwood Forest. Does your family need a break from technology? With a 2.5-hour adventure including ziplines, sky bridges, spiral staircases, and rappelling, Sonoma Canopy Tours is a thrilling, beautiful experience that you'll never forget. Come fly with us. Reserve your spot today by calling 888-494-7868. That's 888-494-7868. Or book your tour online at SonomaCanopyTours.com.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Nam Phan and Patty Cohen. Second trivia question. Bruce Springsteen was given what nickname?
The Boss.
The Boss. That is correct. Patty, 2-for-2. Hey, you guys ever gone on Alcatraz?
Yeah.
Fun. So the Alcatraz Cruises is launching its second annual Buy One, Get One Free. It's one of the country's most visited national parks. And with this government shutdown, which we'll talk about in a minute, I don't know if they're open. I'm sure they're open. Okay. Visit alcatrazcruises.com /BOGO.
Buy one, get one free.
Buy one, get one. There you go. To book the special offer, Bay Area residents can also call 415-981-7625 or purchase tickets at the ticket booth located at Pier 33 Alcatraz Landing.
I wonder the asterisk is, check before you go. Yeah. There is a government shutdown.
Yeah, if there is a government shutdown, and they shut down after, you know, with some people still on the island, be like Lord of the Flies going on right now. Oh, no.
I can't believe they call that a national park. Yeah.
Speaking of government shutdown, so I got a phone call today from somebody who deals in the SBA, where she is a broker, mm-hmm. and she is she's responsible for putting SBA loans together. And she said, hey, Edward, I got this loan scenario for you where I'm getting all the puzzle pieces together. But she says there is somebody who's been approved for an SBA loan, and he's got to close quickly. Now he's got to close quickly. The SBA is part of the government. It's shut down.
Wow.
So she may need for this gentleman a short-term bridge loan.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Okay.
So it's something that you guys can definitely at Pacific Private Money look at.
Yeah.
If the LTVs work and everything else, and then as soon as the SBA goes ahead and, you know, gets when the government goes back off of shutdown.
Right.
Yeah.
On the loan.
I wonder how many borrowers who are in the middle of a transaction right now who work for the government and aren't getting their paycheck are going to be approached by the bank and suddenly say, hey, you don't have...
You don't have a paycheck right now.
Yeah, you don't have a paycheck, so you don't qualify anymore.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about the difference between conventional lending or how conventional lenders lend and how we lend in a little bit, or I'd like to touch on that again.
Do it right now. Well, we can't tease the audience too much. Don't worry, we'll talk about it someday.
So, please don't. Right. You promise you won't?
No. So, that's probably a far-fetched, that'd be far-fetched if all of a sudden these government employees can't get... financing, who are in the middle of it. Hopefully the banks understand that. Mm-hmm. But if you back up a little bit, banks are matrix driven lenders.
Yeah.
And we're not. We're story driven. So that's a big difference. Private lending is very much story driven. And it's not just us, it's other private lenders as well. We're like what banks were 50 years ago. And I brought, a couple of deals of the week, and we could touch on those, but on all of our deals of the week, we have what's called a loan overview form. And it's really five sections that we look at. I mean, we look at certainly the numbers, the actual numbers, loan to value and things like that. But here's some of the headings that we look at. And we make these loan overviews available to any investors on trust deeds, which is why we like this loan. The description of the collateral. What does the real estate that we're lending against look like? What is it about? Exit strategy. How are they going to get out of our loan? Most of the loans we make are short term. the actual loan story.
Yep.
So just kind of a summary, and then information about the borrower. So, I mean, these five or six sections make up the bulk of the requirements to make a decision. Mm. Where with a conventional lender, you've got data and data, check boxes.
Yep.
And one of them is, you know, self-employment. Are you employed? And we've made loans to people who weren't employed or were between employment. But the overall story makes absolute sense, or common sense.
Yeah.
And but just going back to these five or six sections, that's what we look at.
Mm.
And we can often decision within an hour, whereas a bank, it could be layers of you know, bureaucracy or data. And that's why people come to us. They want speed. They
yeah.
want, they're jumping on an opportunity and they need to let, you know, need to transact quickly. So
yeah, you have speed. I mean, if the tax returns are held up, which I don't think with the shutdown,
No, I don't think they are.
I mean, I have a good friend who's an IRS auditor, and she actually audited me, and then 2 years later called me to be a client, and I sold her house this past, in like August. But anyway, yeah. So she's told me that many times she's been not working. But mm-hmm. I haven't talked to her this time, but what I'm told is that they are processing tax returns.
Yeah.
I mean, even if we forget about lending
for a minute, money.
Yeah. But yeah, there's a lot of people that want that money. So that'd be bad PR.
Quick little change here. I want to mention, you know, PG&E is planning on filing bankruptcy.
Right.
Now,
yeah.
they say that they're not going to affect the, you know, rate holder. I mean, people who use PG&E. But I know the stock's gotten hit. The bonds have gotten hit. But I think eventually PG&E is going to figure something out. Right? I mean, they can't let the government, the, you know,
I mean,
the
that's
bankruptcy
an essential
judge.
Service.
Yeah, exactly. So
yeah.
That's why I get a little frustrated when, you know, you hear all this, yeah, sue PG&E for billions of dollars.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, but then they're going to just have to go
raise
to the PDC and raise the rates.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you want everyone to lose their power.
Right.
Exactly.
But it opens it up for alternative energy.
That's true.
Know,
that's good.
Solar and...
Yeah.
Hey, Patty, really quickly, let's see here. Email question comes in for you. Are you cautiously optimistic or pessimistic for residential real estate in 2019?
Yeah, it's a good question. I am definitely optimistic. It's already, I took two listings in the last week and I expect offers on both of them in the next couple days. It's like I said, it's deceleration, but it's, let's just call it a balanced market.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a good market. It's not a bad market. It's a balanced market.
It's almost the best market, really.
Yes.
For borrowers or for buyers.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, and I looked at some numbers, you know, say, what are the facts from 2017 through 2018, just kind of like wrapping it up.
Yeah.
So the number of sales were down 22, and this is Bay Area, number of sales down 22%. Well, that sounds horrible, but it's not really. Prices overall were up 12%. That's quite a lot.
Yeah, it is.
It's quite a lot. San Jose, on the other hand, was down... Yeah, active. Well, first of all, inventory is a big, like, how many active listings right now?
Right.
That's really a big deal.
Yeah.
Active listings in San Jose increased by 158% year over year in December. The largest in all U.S. markets.
Wow.
So part of it is sales are down. More people want to sell. You know, it's the end of the market. Pigs get slaughtered. So people put their houses on. Oh, I better hurry up before prices go down. They're not going down. So the number of active listings in San Francisco rose by 74%, and active listings in L.A. 38%. So that's a lot.
You know, the number, the 158%, I have to imagine some of that isn't because there's no interest. It's there's interest, but buyers are waiting to see what happens.
Wait and
right?
see. Yeah.
And enough time passes where, okay, well, the homes aren't dropping in value. So all of a sudden they're like, okay, enough time has passed where home prices haven't dropped. More inventory is being added. Maybe I should just go ahead and...
I think it's both.
All right.
Yeah.
And when we come back, Patty, you've got some percentages of stuff that Nom and I were going, what?
Uh-huh.
So, audience, you're going to want to hear that. You're not going to want to miss this part. Okay. third trivia question. In the Foreigner song, remember the group Foreigner?
Mm-hmm.
Hot-blooded, the singer has a temperature of how many degrees?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I actually know that one.
You know that one. Yeah. Okay. Call 888-912-1190 to win that tanning certificate if you're the first caller with the correct answer. And don't touch that. that dial, because the best of investing is going to be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
It's no secret that the wealthiest people in the world use real estate to become rich. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned 7.5% and more, secured primarily by California real estate. Let me say that again, 7.5% and more. This is not a REIT. It's a mortgage-backed investment where you earn like the banks. Look around and tell me, who's bold enough to promote annual yields of 7.5% and more? Call Pacific Private Money and join the thousands of California residents who have watched their savings grow. A 7.5% return secured with real estate is worth the call. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com. That's pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing one more time. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money and Patty Cohen of Compass Realty. Hey, pretty good. I didn't even look at you guys and I knew that. Usually I have to look at each one and go, who is that? Okay. Can't tell the players without a scorecard. Okay. In the Foreigner song, Hot Blooded, the singer has a temperature of how many degrees?
He had a fever of 103.
Yes.
But that's not how he sings it, right? I got a fever of 103.
Yeah, if you said fever instead of temperature, I would have gotten it because I would be singing it on my temperature.
Right. Yeah. That's right. But I have to make this somewhat hard.
Yeah, that's
Come
true.
On. All right. So, Patty, first of all, how do people get a hold of you if they have real estate questions?
Oh, good. Well, thank you for asking. It's Patty Cohn, C-O-H-N, and I am at Compass, a amazing company. They'll give bridge loans free. They will do... But they'll pay for staging. They'll pay for painting. Wow. They'll pay for all that stuff to be reimbursed at closing, but interest-free.
Okay.
That's really unusual. So Compass is a great company. I'm at 415-722-4842. Okay. And I'm out of Marin County. I do the whole Bay Area, depending on what it is. Yeah. And you can also find me at bestmarinagent.com.
That's an easy one. If Compass reimburses for staging, but what happens if the house doesn't sell?
It's a loss. They know they're going to lose. I mean, they know this program.
Wow.
It's a very forward-thinking, technology-driven young company that moves fast, and they make decisions quickly.
Well, also kind of tells the seller, listen, we are committed to make sure that we get your house sold.
Mm-hmm. If I'm a seller, I mean, that's very attractive if I'm a seller. If I'm the listing agent, I mean, you really have to price it right to really feel like you're going to be able to get that reimbursement. Mm-hmm. Are you a little more forceful in saying, hey, this is the market value? Because a lot of times sellers, say like,
I've been doing this so long, I'm always that way because I know it's a service to the client as well as to me, obviously. And we'd probably take a year listing, but no matter what, there'll be a lien on the property.
Right.
So eventually it's going to sell and eventually they'll get money back.
Oh, and that's how they do it. They actually do put a lien. Okay,
if there's a parting of the ways and it doesn't sell at closing, I mean, they'll take it at closing, but then, eventually, I would think that's what they're going to do. That's what I'd do.
Yeah.
All right.
This is all new.
Okay. Uh-huh. Those percentages. Get into that because that's
very
really
interesting. Yeah. I forget where I got it, but it was on the internet. But
it's got to be true.
This Stoner guy was saying it was a very reputable source. So a $1,000 increase in the median sales price of a home would push nearly 130,000 U.S. households out of the market.
I've heard that now three times because we were talking about it over the break, and I still can't believe that unless you're talking about houses that are $25,000 because that is $1,000 increase. I mean, the interest rate on $1,000 is not much. I mean, maybe I guess what it is people are pushing the what I can buy to the absolute max. Maybe that's what's going
on. Which typically they are.
People are. That's true. But it still sounds crazy. Yeah. I mean, and literally come back to California, it says it would cut 10,000 buyers in California.
10,000. Yeah. Okay. None of them in
Marin. None of them in the Bay Area. Yeah. I mean, it's very interesting. I meet agents around the country and their average price range might be, you know, 250,000. Yeah. I go, are you kidding me? That's our price reductions and overbids.
Yeah. That's our family's monthly Starbucks budget.
Yeah, yeah. but the other part was, or Nam, was it you who had that, the interest rate?
Well, the 25 basis point increase in mortgage rates means that nearly 1 million additional U.S. households will be unable to afford a home, which I find, again, shocking.
Which, actually, then, those people would probably come to Pacific Private Money, then, I would think, that if, because you guys have different...
DTI?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but, I mean, if they really can't afford it with a 25 basis point, what if you go up from 5% to 10%? I mean, you know, it might just be about lending practices, but it might just be about affordability.
Well, true. Yeah. But you'd be surprised at 0.25%. I mean, it depends on the size of the loan.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Crazy.
So I have a real quick article.
Yeah. Okay. And then give us some deals of the week.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So Microsoft is pledging $500 million to building homes in the Seattle area. And hopefully other tech companies follow suit because it's become so unaffordable. They're pledging $500 million for some of it's affordable housing. Some of it is just to add inventory to the Seattle marketplace just because, you know, tech companies have done a lot to drive up real estate prices.
Well, here in Marin, that would be like three houses, right?
Yeah, right. Million.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But I thought that's great. Hopefully Silicon Valley follows suit. Because I think that's
it's not just that, though. It's the zoning requirements and all the city council and planning and all that stuff that keeps inventory down, too.
But some of the largest tech companies, hopefully they'll have pull to make that happen. But, you know, obviously it's great to have them in our marketplaces, tech companies, because they bring a lot of, you know, wealth and generate a lot of wealth for people. But at the same time, it's nice because they said, you know, we want to create affordable housing for the people who teach our children.
Yeah.
Or who support our, you know, protect us.
Firemen.
Yeah. So police. I think that's great.
And it's not like they're not just giving the houses away.
No.
It's
an investment on their part.
Yeah.
So, but I think that was a kind of a feel good story.
Yeah, definitely.
This year.
Can you, before we cut to a break, because we have a couple of minutes, I'd like to hear a couple of deals of the week.
Yeah, deals of the week. You know, one of the loan overviews I was just talking about earlier, the general areas. So this one was in Huntington Beach. It was a borrower, self-employed, came to us because he couldn't get bank financing. Just currently, he couldn't get bank financing. He was owner-occupied, too, so other private lenders wouldn't have done this. But he needed a loan only for $134,000, so it's actually on the lower end in terms of our average. But he came to us. He had a great, good credit profile. Not great, but conservative loan. It was, loan-to-value was 70%. And this particular one was a second, so it was a 10.5 interest rate. Came to us because his self-employment, being able to show income, and so we put him in a loan. And was this one crossed? I believe this one might have been crossed with another property in Long Beach. So purchasing in Huntington Beach, selling in Long Beach. It's only $134,000, 24-month term, and you know he'll probably refinance within a year. So just common deal of the week. But we look at it. Self-employed, he had stable credit, just we understand the story. And again, another deal of the week, another similar reason, self-employed, hard to show the income, hard to show funds.
Yeah, especially people who are self-employed, they try to get their taxes down as low as possible.
Right.
Doesn't look good for the bank, but it looks good on their IRS 1040.
Yeah. Exactly. So, and the common thread was these deals weren't really anything unusual other than they're both, the thing that they share in common is that they're self-employed. So we get a lot of borrowers here.
What were the rates you charged on that?
So the rate on the second one was 9.5.
Okay.
So, and the rate on the first one was, actually, the rate on this one was 10.5, and the rate on the first one was 10.5 as well.
Wow.
They were both seconds. So seconds to unemployed, or excuse me, to self-employed, and we'll probably get paid back. Both are 24-month terms. We'll probably get paid back in 12 to 18 months. It's not uncommon. So
that's a good. Did the fund do those loans?
I think the fund is in one of them. That one was second. On this one was 210,000.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, that's a good rate of return for the fund to earn.
Yep.
Not very bad at all.
Very good.
All right. So when we come back, we're going to have some closing comments on the best of investing, maybe a couple of little informational tidbits for the audience. So stay with us because you're listening to The Best of Investing with Edward Brown, Nam Phan, and Patty Cohen, and we will be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Hi, listeners. This is Edward Brown, your host. I had a 40-year-old listener sign up for a $500,000 life insurance policy guaranteed not to increase for the next 35 years at a cost of only $51 per month. Holy smokes, that's less than $2 per day guaranteed for 35 years. Imagine, this is probably the last life insurance policy this listener will ever need to buy because the premium is fixed for the next 35 years and it is from a well-known, highly rated company. For your free quote, call our toll-free number, 888-912-1190, and make sure to leave your name and ask for a free quote. I'll get right back to you. Hurry, as I suspect these rates will not last long. Again, call 888-912-1190 and ask for your free life insurance quote.
Have you ever wondered how the banks make all their money and wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients do just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured primarily by California real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost your income. Join the thousands of California residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with, of course, I'm Edward Brown every day, but last time for the show. It's our last segment, and I'm in the studio here with Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money and Patty Cohen of Compass Realty. So, Nam, how do people get a hold of you guys if they're, you know, they heard the show and they go, wow, I can earn 7.5%+, especially with the stock market being a little crazy.
Yes.
That sounds pretty secure.
Yeah. The best way to get a hold of us or get a hold of me is just to call our office, 415-883-2150. You can also go online on our website, www.pacificprivatemoney.com, and click on the invest page, and you'll be able to fill out a form. And always interested, too, to hear how people learn about our fund, and we get happily a number of people from the radio show.
Yeah, I was going to say, lately you've said that you've gotten a fair amount of people from the radio show.
Yeah, so hello to the people who registered and who I've spoken with in the last couple of weeks, if you're listening. So,
and you'll have some kind of event coming up.
Yeah, people have been asking because it's been a while since we've had an event, and it's due.
Your events are great.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, we need to have one soon. People have been saying, hey, you haven't been down in the South Bay in a while. When are you going to be next? So more to come. Hopefully we'll be able to announce something by the end of this month in terms of event location dates, et cetera.
Well, today's the 19th of January, so we have one more Saturday in January, and then it's off to the races.
We will be holding your feet to the fire.
That's it. Patty, what markets are hot and which ones aren't?
It's a really good question, right? So prices rose 12% year over year, and that's the entire Bay Area. But when we look at all nine counties, it's a little different story. There's a lot of them that are like 8 and 10%. But, for example, Napa only went up 6%. Santa Clara went up 20%.
Wow.
Now, remember what we just talked about. San Jose has 158% more inventory. Yeah. That goes right back to our affordability scenario with those numbers. So why is there more inventory? Maybe they can't afford it. So there's all those things in play.
Right.
Right? And so, you know, just for example, San Francisco, 8%, Marin, 9%, Contra Costa, 8%, Alameda 10%, all those people out there, San Mateo 12%, Sonoma just 7%. So that tells you the North Bay, Sonoma and Napa, 6% and 7%. Down in the South Bay, the two highest, San Mateo at 12% and Santa Clara at 20%.
Would you say like 5% to 7% would be a decent, healthy market? Because you don't want it too high.
Right.
You get a little bit crazy.
Right. Like that 12% was even a deceleration from the year before. But a 5% is a healthy market. Because don't forget, like people get on residential real estate, they get the power of leverage.
Yep.
Right.
And they also get to take it off their tax return.
Yep.
So there's a lot of benefits. You know, I don't have to tell you that. But, you know, so yeah, that is a very healthy return. And so if you also think about it, Napa and Sonoma, the fires probably had something to do with it.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you think, I met somebody the other day that was building, worked for a company that builds a lot of new homes up in Santa Rosa. They're not selling. Wouldn't you think all those people that were displaced and had families in the school district, kids in the school district, would be buying those new homes? They're not really doing that yet. And they have their checks. Some are still waiting for checks. It's a little crazy.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, if it's 6 and 7% up there and it's, you know, 15 down in the South Bay.
Are people just getting the willies, you know, of moving back to the neighborhood?
Maybe.
Think?
I'm not really sure. Hmm.
That's interesting. I wonder why that.
Or just people in general think, well, if it can happen, it can happen again.
And, you know. Or, yeah. Or have they just found permanent replacement housing?
Yeah, maybe
When the Oakland fire happened in 1991, people started building fairly quickly and those houses went.
Yeah, they did.
So, I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's just, it was a higher end.
Also market. More central. Yeah. Too.
Central. That,
so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, you're
you
not leaving.
What? We have to cut out for today.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Sorry about that.
Having too much fun.
They are having too much fun. Uh-huh. So here's our thoughts for the day. Sometimes you have to let things go so there is room for better things to come into your life. Isn't that true? And true. Robert Louis Stevenson said, "Judge each day not by the harvest you reap, but by the seeds you plant."
Good one.
He was an author, by the way.
Makes sense.
Write? Treasure Island, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Never read it. I just know he wrote it.
Yeah.
All right. Patty, one more time. How do people get a hold of you?
Patty Cohn, C-O-H-N. I'm at 415-722-4842. Compass Real Estate at bestmarinagent.com.
That's right. And you can call Nam Phan at 415-883-2150. All right. Tune in next week to The Best of Investing. We're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown, wishing you the best of investing. So long.
You've been listening to The Best of Investing with Edward Brown. For more information on this program, call 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. Or visit bestofinvesting.com. And join us again next week for The Best of Investing on the Bay Area's Business Leader, AM 1220 KDLW.
This radio broadcast is in no way an offer to sell securities except where applicable in states where we are registered or where an exemption or exclusion from such registration exists. Information discussed during this broadcast, whether stock quotes, charts, articles, or any other statement or statements regarding market or other financial information, is obtained from sources which we believe are reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. Nothing in this broadcast should be interpreted to state or imply that past results are an indication of future performance. There are no warranties expressed or implied as to accuracy, completeness, or results obtained from this broadcast.